Well, for more than a year, the U.S. has used a health protocol known as Title 42 to quickly deport people who've tried to enter the country. Humanitarian groups argue it's a state policy that forces vulnerable people into limbo. Well, now some are working to find migrants who should be exempt from the rule. And on Monday, Lisa Resnick reported on how that process is playing out in Mexico. Today, in the last part of a two-part special, we consider the U.S. side.
All told, the Decanzini Port of Entry in Nogales is about 600 meters long. On a slow day, it might take a U.S. citizen half an hour to cross. But for migrants part of the Title 42 exemption program, the process will last hours, and they wait weeks to finally make the trip. While they get processed by Homeland Security personnel, across the border in Arizona, humanitarian workers like Ana Vasquez are also waiting.
So what happens in this?
I meet Vasquez at a rural health clinic in Nogales. It's a bare-bones operation. A few other aid workers sit at small tables on their laptops. A whiteboard reads, Bienvenidos, welcome. Each day, a few hundred people are able to bypass Title 42 at ports along the southwest border because they're considered the most desperate.
We have to get the information, and we offer them, like, something to drink or, like, a little snack. And the bus is waiting for them so they can take them to the shelter in Tucson.
That shelter is the Casa Alitas Welcome Center, operated by an NGO in southern Arizona. All the migrants arriving today have already been tested for COVID in Mexico. When Vasquez gets word the families are ready, we meet them at the port.
¿Cómo están? ¿Cansados? ¿Con frío?
That's a representative with the International Rescue Committee, another group taking part in the exemption process.
Okay, entonces, bienvenidos. En un momentito, les presento Ana. Ana es de Casa Alitas, y Ana es la...
He tells them a bus will take them to Tucson.
That's fine. Okay. All right, just a moment.
I visit Casa Alitas on a very windy morning that's buzzing with activity. Volunteers rush to welcome around 60 migrants from Nogales. When a bus carrying the first group arrives, a Border Patrol agent steps out to grab suitcases.
Where do you want these ones at?
Are those their bus?
That's not these ones. There's another busload coming, and it's four persons.
These aren't the same families I met in Nogales. Casa Alitas is a common pit stop for a lot of families arriving in Arizona. Diego Peña López with Casa Alitas says the shelter receives anywhere from 40 to 130 people a day. They usually spend less than 48 hours here. Peña López says staff help book flights, give COVID tests, and offer vaccines. They're also trying to answer questions.
Any issues with medical is addressed, family separation, concerns about their court hearings, paperwork problems, and then getting them to the sponsors across the U.S., which is another journey in itself.
Last month at a shelter in Nogales, Sonora, I met Jessica, a Mexican asylum seeker who gave a pseudonym because she's worried speaking could affect her case. She was waiting to eventually make that journey with her 13-year-old son. This month, they made it.
Bueno.
I reached her on WhatsApp soon after she arrived in Tennessee. She's one of hundreds who have been able to enter the U.S. on the recommendation of the exemption program. She told me it's hard to put into words the gratitude she feels for those who helped her get here.
Gracias a Dios. Nos dan un muy buen apoyo y créame que se los agradezco de corazón porque son muy buenas personas y tratan de ayudar a todo mundo.
But she says there's still so much she doesn't know. For starters, she has court in September, but doesn't have a lawyer.
Necesito un abogado, necesito dinero, entonces.
To get one, she needs money, she says, and she doesn't know if she's allowed to work. That's a question Alex Miller, an attorney with the legal aid group Florence Immigrant and Refugee Rights Project, hears all the time. She says the exemption program is helping some people enter the U.S., but it's just one small step in a patchwork process.
Many, many people, especially without counsel, may end up being denied and may end up, you know, facing removal. And that's the harsh reality.
Still, Miller says her group tries their best to see that migrants like Jessica have as fair a chance as possible at getting to the U.S. And at least for now, That starts at the 600-meter border crossing in Nogales. I'm Alisa Resnick in Tucson.